when people are unhappy, they don't stop breathing, and sometimes they even sing. Art is a very human response to everything.
Roy de Carava believes in art and in people and in his native city, New York. His book of photographs and poetry about Harlem and jazz was just published September 13th, during one of the worst weeks New York and the world has ever known. And the book serves as a reminder of everything that's good.
Art is not something in gold leaf. Art is something that's very dear to people, something meaningful, which brings them some kind of pleasure, some kind of recognition.
Turn the pages of de Carava's book and you can just see he means it. Beautiful, candid pictures of jazz players, but not just that. It's also his rich black and white photos of streets and the people on them. Laundry hanging, dark alleyways, men pulling loads of cartons on dollies, schoolgirls in groups, bottle caps on the sidewalk and waiting women on park benches. Its subtitle is Improvisations on a Jazz Theme. His book is newly out, but it's not a new book. De Carava first put the photos and his poetry which surrounds them together more than 40 years ago. He called the book The Sound I Saw, and he's waited a long time for it to see the light of day.
I created the book with that hope in mind that I would have an audience. Like every artist, what the artist wants to do is to share. And I couldn't get a publisher, and so I just kind of gave up on it.
Roy de Carava was at first a painter who took pictures. By the 1950s, though, he considered himself a photographer. Others agreed. He was awarded a Guggenheim Fellowship, the first ever given to a black photographer. He'd grown up in Harlem, surrounded by music.
New York at that time was a mecca. On 25th Street, they had four theaters, and every musician in the world came through those four doors. It was so enjoyable watching them, and not just listening to the music, but seeing a kind of dedication and a kind of belief in something bigger than they were manifest itself physically and visually, that I started taking pictures of them.
De Carava photographed them all.
Yesterday.
Billie Holiday was the first real singer that I heard that moved me. There's this chemistry that one can get from somebody else.
Louis Armstrong running down the street, open coat flying.
He was attending a funeral of Fletcher Henderson, and he was late. And everybody was waving at him and saying, "Hey, Louis!"
He photographed Thelonious Monk.
He had a way of moving that was just Monk. Nobody else moved that way. And he moved that way on the piano.
Ella Fitzgerald, Mary Lou Williams, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, John Coltrane, Coleman Hawkins. But maybe the best-known image in the book is not of a jazz player, it's of an ordinary man in a hat, carrying his jacket, resolutely climbing the subway steps.
There was something I wanted to say about people who work, and I didn't know what to do, so I kept thinking about it, and I said, well, if I could just get a symbol. And then I saw this gentleman out the corner. He was perfect. A dirty felt hat, and he was tired. There's no way in the world you could look at that man and say he wasn't tired. He got to the second landing, and he stopped. I snapped the shutter, and that was it.
The photo became part of the seminal Family of Man exhibition at the Museum of Modern Art in 1955. But back to our story. He couldn't get a publisher in 1960, and the book languished in the closet for decades.
The publishers didn't like the book. Well, I wouldn't say they didn't. They liked the book, but they didn't know how to handle it. They wanted a one-syllable book instead of one that's like an encyclopedia. They didn't know what category to put it in. Is it about music? Is it about people? Is it about race? Is it about this? Is it about that? So they declined to do it. So I gave up on it, and my wife saw it up in the closet, and she took it down, and she said, "This is fantastic. Why is it up here?"
So The Sound I Saw was published 2 weeks ago, right in the middle of those tragic events from which we're all still reeling. The book party and related festivities were canceled, of course. De Carava is saddened, but moving forward. And in a moment when all of us seem to be wondering what our place is in all of this, our role in this new world, De Carava seems to have little doubt about his.
All my life I wanted to be of service. I wanted life to make sense. I wanted to know why I was here and what am I going to do. I'm not a soldier, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a lawyer. Art was something that came very natural to me. And I decided that's what I wanted to do, that I wanted to speak. I wanted to make art not just for myself, but for everybody. Art is not just for the moment, although some musicians would make you think that, but it's for the future.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Fishkoe.